Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and joining me now is artist and producer Karsten 2X, who you'll recognise from Khaki Kid's latest track, Who's the Girl? Hello.
Hello, how are you getting on?
Good. Tell me about this song, because I was chatting to Khaki Kid there last week about it, but tell us about your part in it.
Yeah, I remember he mentioned that sweaty bedroom that the song was made in, and that was my sweaty bedroom here in Brighton.
Excellent.
They came over, we were doing the Great Escape here in Brighton, and they were staying at my house. And we were just in the room one day, me and Chameleon. I was just like, let's just work on something, because we had a load of people staying over at the house. So I just wanted to make most of having all these musicians there.
Yeah.
So we just started cooking away at something, and then Khaki came in and he was liking the vibe. And then we had a load of other people in the room as well, and no one thought what we were doing was any good. But all three of us, we just stuck to it. We all thought there was something there, and then we kind of sat with it for a while. We had like an earlier demo, and then Khaki was the one who championed to be like, let's get this one finished. So then we got Matthew, we did a couple of Zoom calls, Chameleon, and just got it finished over Zoom. But we had that hook there, the Who's That Girl, like the hook done already, and then it was just kind of putting all the other pieces together afterwards.
Is collaboration something you enjoy then?
Yeah, I think it's, when I started making music, it was something that I was like, oh no, I can do it all by myself. But as I've progressed, I've realized there's some things that you can't get done by yourself, and I think it's mainly just the energy that you get when you're in the room with other people, especially if like Khaki and Chameleon are some of my best friends. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier to, you know, be silly and try to come up with you know, outrageous ideas that you wouldn't try if you weren't so comfortable with someone, you know.
It's so true. It really helps, and it helps the vibes in the room as well. You can, as you say, throw anything out at all, and you know they're not going to judge you or anything like that, which is it's a safe space.
That's how you get the best stuff made, is just trying different things, and that's what we found out as we've been working together.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I was just a big fan of rap and hip-hop. Like I loved 50 Cent and Tupac, like all the old school guys, and then I was kind of getting into the more modern stuff, and then I was just watching YouTube videos just about, like, I was just interested in hip-hop, and then I kind of discovered that there was a thing called like beat making. So I just kind of did a bit more Google research and was watching loads of videos, and then I got a laptop and I just decided to download like FL Studio, this production software, and I just started with that and learned a little bit of guitar on the way. I'm nowhere near as good as Chameleon, which is why he was perfect to produce this one. Mm-hmm. But I just started making beats, and then decided to get on my own beats, and I've just been making music pretty much every day since then.
Your latest single, Complicated, you've just released the music video for it. Tell me about the music video, because I love the graffiti that you show in it.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was with Jordan Goff, my friend. He had just moved over to London. He's from Cork. And It was a bit of, I haven't been up to London too much. I live here in Brighton, but we were up there and we just thought, like, we went to Brick Lane and there's loads of graffiti there and stuff, and it kind of fit the vibe of the song. So we kind of just did a run and gun around London, starting there. And he's just sick at editing, so he was able to like mash up everything together and get a kind of cool mix.
Excellent. You've also been performing in London and Paris over the last little while with Khaki Kid and Chameleon. What's it like performing in other countries?
Well, in Paris, it was like I had just got my shift cancelled at work, and I was like, you know what? Let me just book a ticket to Paris and fly over like the day before. And it was different because I performed with Khaki and I've done a couple of my own in Dublin. And these guys, the French crowd were a little bit different, you know, they're a little bit slower to get going. They didn't know us as well. But once we got the energy going, like if you've ever been to one of Khaki's shows or when we're playing, it's all about the energy. And once we got the energy going, it was hard for them to not go along with it.
I can't believe you weren't. I can't believe you weren't planned to be there. That's brilliant.
No, well, because I'm working a lot here in Brighton, and I hadn't planned to go, but I was like, I'm not gonna have an opportunity to play in Paris, like this. So I was like, let me just book a ticket and fly over.
Nice. You're also going to be doing Dublin on the 14th of December in the Academy.
Yeah, that's going to go off. That's going to be crazy.
I can imagine the three of you together. I'd say it's great fun.
Yeah, there's nothing better than performing with Khaki and Chameleon because like they're my boys, you know. So it's like we're just having fun and we're getting to play the songs that we love and that we're so hyped about. So I feel like the energy kind of just translates to the crowd when we're just so hyped about the songs.
Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything you're up to?
Carsten 2X on everything. Carsten 2X, Instagram, Spotify. That's where you'll find out all my latest bits and new music coming out.
Excellent. Carsten 2X, thank you very much for chatting to us.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.